she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my good morning to ya. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Colby with us.
Hello.
Hello. And I am Sybil Summers. We will be here till 10 o'clock for you, taking your phone calls at 877-881-1053 or your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And Autoflex is open today. Pre-owned car sale going on, both locations. You got to check it out.
Exactly. And you can reach those people by calling 817 or 972 234-1234. You can go to autoflex.com and see some of the great pre-owned cars that we have. But there's a lot that aren't on the website yet because they move so quickly that we can't keep them all online. So you sort of got to call and ask if you're wondering about a specific car. But you can go on the website and sort of see the kinds of cars that we've got.
All of them move at least 60 miles an hour.
I would hope so. So no smart cars for sale.
Actually, we have one smart car, but it's not for sale.
We keep it. Okay.
It's got Autoflex all over it. We had it wrapped.
Nice.
It's smart to get your car from Autoflex.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So I wonder how many people are going to go to Autoflex today, look at pre-owned cars, and stick with the same brand of car that they're currently in because they're remaining loyal.
You know, that's an interesting question. IBM has just finished a survey, 2,029 consumers across the country, about their brand loyalty. And we've got a lot of really, really smart listeners, I know. So I'd like to know, are you loyal to a brand anymore? Because when I was a kid, and I will admit that was a long time ago. When I was a kid.
You were never a kid.
People had brands of cars. And basically, there were three brands. There was General Motors, there was Chrysler, and there was Ford. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a neighbor that down the block that drove a Volvo, and my folks said he was a communist.
That
we couldn't figure out what the deal was.
Yeah, that weirdo down the street.
Really, and that we had another neighbor later that had a Simca, and he was really a weirdo. Anyway, but we always everybody had their brands.
Now we don't think y'all are weirdos. Now that was just back in the 60s and 70s.
We were a GM family.
Mm-hmm.
We drove General Motors cars. My grandparents drove General Motors cars. My parents drove General Motors cars. The Thompsons that lived across from us were a Ford family. And they had Fords and they had Mercuries. Mm-hmm. And that's what they drove. And the manufacturers spent a ton of money to build brand loyalty. And each brand had its own feel. A GM car had a certain feel to it and the way it drove. A Ford did. A Chrysler or Dodge did.
Mm-hmm.
You turned the key on a Chrysler or Dodge and it went, ning, 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 like that. It did. And it was a certain sound that it made. And General Motors had a different sound. So you just had this thing about brand loyalty. And you grew up, your dad drove GM cars, so you drove GM cars. Well, this survey said it's no longer like that. In fact, when they surveyed people, they found out that almost half the people in the country changed brands pretty well every time they changed cars. So I'm wondering, and you can fan text us at the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733, or give us a call online and let us know, are you brand loyal? Does that mean anything anymore? Because the manufacturers really spend millions and millions of dollars to try to bring brand loyalty to you.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Don is brand loyal. He's a Ford man. He's a gearhead,
mm-hmm.
for sure. He goes way back, racing cars, working on cars. He taught both of his sons to tear an engine down and put it back together. They loved working on Mustangs.
Yeah.
And they can all break one down and put it back together.
Right.
In any given time, he'll have a Mustang with the engine out of it in a special garage that he's had built behind his house.
It's called the shop.
It's called the shop. and that's the only thing he does there is tear down cars.
Wow.
But he loves Ford. He's a Ford guy.
There might be some beer drinking.
There might be. Ooh.
Does he resell them? Is that, I mean, once he's finished?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, every now and then he'll sell a car, trade it for something else, but he's not doing it for profit or...
It's just his hobby.
It's his hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have our first Autoflex Leasing fan texter. It's very simple. It says Ford in big letters, period.
There's a lot of people out there, especially the old Ford versus Chevy debate.
Well, yeah. I was thinking back, trying to recall the cars that my parents drove when I was young, and I remember a Ford LTD And while I guess it was maybe a Gran Torino or that body style, it was like the Starsky and Hutch car, but it was avocado green.
Nice.
That my dad had, and we did 360 spins in the parking lot of his office when it had iced over in a winter storm. And of course, we didn't have any school, so I went to work with him.
Uh-huh.
And we drove in that, I'm sure, rear-wheel drive.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Super engine, big engine. Mm-hmm. And then when we got to the parking lot, it was big, wide open. He decided to take me on a little ride.
Fun.
Six Flags. It was fun. Whee! You know, like another little pig with the pinwheel.
Another Autoflex leasing fan texter. I am 32 and have only owned Chevy cars and trucks. Hmm. So we're getting a little feedback from folks that are.
Yeah,
why?
I know.
I'd like to know why. What keeps you with Chevrolet and not something
right.
different?
Was it a family point. Thing, maybe? I know when I was growing up, my mom always had BMWs, but my dad had a variety. Sometimes he had a Toyota Celica or a Datsun 280Z or an MG. I mean,
but
he
your
had,
parents were import kind of people. They were...
Yes.
Yeah.
They were not all American
right.
car buyers, for sure.
And I got that from them. I don't think I've ever had an American car.
But you're a younger generation than we are, too, so we can see generationally it's changing already.
Yeah. Which means they may be spending billions of dollars on brand loyalty for nothing.
Yeah.
Because there may not be any brand loyalty. You know, 70% of the people that shop for cars go online to begin with. That's the first thing they do. That's 7 out of 10 people. And they usually go to the manufacturer's site first.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're considering a Ford or a Lexus or a Chevy or a Toyota, whatever, they'll go to that site and they'll look at the cars there. And then they sort of go out in all kinds of different directions from there. But they eventually have to come to someone like us to get the car. The interesting thing I read about the survey also was 1 in 5 people don't test drive cars.
That is shocking to me.
Me too.
It's amazing because you're talking about the second largest investment you're ever. It's like buying a house and never walking in the front door.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
In the story, it does say at the dealership, I'm thinking, did they drive a friend's car first?
Yeah, that could be.
Because the ride and drive has everything to do with getting behind the wheel. It's not just the goodies.
My fiance actually hates the test drive. She won't do it.
Really?
She won't do it.
Why?
I actually had to do it myself with her when we bought her Honda because she didn't want to do it. She doesn't want to drive the car with somebody else actually in the car with her to watch her drive the car. It makes her nervous. So she just, no. Uh-uh.
Does she listen to the show?
Well, yes. Because
now you're in trouble.
Right. So you have to do all the test drives for her,
but
she rides?
I do the test driving, yes.
She test rides.
She test rides. And she asked me, well, how does it drive? I was like, well, drive it. No, she doesn't want to do it.
Great.
As far as brand loyalty goes, by the way, I found myself to be a Dodge person, not for any other fact that I've had the best luck with those cars.
Well,
they've just run the best for me.
And there you have it. There's one way to look at it. We've got a whole bunch more of fan texts.
A plethora,
you could say.
The
Autoflex leasing fan text has lit up. So let me run through a couple of these real quick. Went from Ford to Mazda to Kia, Sorento, and Optima. Better than the rest, smiley face. Thank you, Tim. Everyone should be USA loyal and buy GM or Ford. Well, what happened to Chrysler? Oh, the Italians on them. Okay. Ford didn't take the bailout, stood on their own 2 feet. You know, you still hear that from folks.
Yeah.
That they like Ford because of that. Ford all the way. I don't want a government motors car. Sorry, GM. Yes, my family of four, the most part, is still brand loyal. I was Chrysler. Mom is Ford. The rest of the family is GM, specifically Chevy. Now, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Morning, Skillet. James from Watauga grew up as Chevy owners, learned to work on Chevys as a young man, and today I drive an 88 Silverado and have a Chevy I love. There you go.
Okay. Nice. He's Chevy loyal.
Yeah. Another Autoflex leasing fan text. My family loves Mazda for the speed and feel, but I'm an Audi fan for the style and drive. I'm 27. Yeah, there you go. And that makes him a millennial, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So in two kinds of cars. Ooh, look, I am 98 years young and have 24 kids, and my Hondas take me, okay.
Takes us
everywhere we need to go. Betty Sue from Arlington.
Okay, Betty Sue texts,
and she's 98.
She's hip.
And
don't
she has 24 kids.
Don't do that while you're driving, Betty Sue.
Yeah, oh, we'll talk about that
Honda.
Later in the show. I'm 30, and I've only owned GM. Right now, I have a CTSV. Ooh.
That goes fast.
Yeah, it does. I love rear-wheel drive V8s, and I do too. You know what? And maybe it's just because I am the age I am, but rear-wheel drive V8s are the best drive, I think.
Well, it's also a tighter turning radius.
Right.
You know, for those U-turns when you have to correct your mistake.
Here's another traditional text. Dad always owned Fords. That's my reason. So, and the other one is my uncle's worked for Ford. I never had to pay for labor.
That's nice. Nice.
Another Autoflex leasing fan texter. I'm 38 and it's Chevy all the way. I wasn't aware of any other brands.
I like that.
So let's go around the room then and see how loyal we've been. What was your last car and what's your current car? Was it the same manufacturer? Tammy,
no.
For you? No. You had an Acura.
I had an Acura now
driving you're a Ford.
Right.
What about you, David?
Mine is, yeah. I've driven the same thing since 90.
Is Lexus. It a Lexus?
Yeah, I just like their cars.
Yeah, it's they a smooth ride.
It is. They build good cars. If you get one new, it's great. If you get one used, I never have a new car. I always have used cars because we're in the business.
Right.
And I drive something that's been traded in. But they're just good cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I like them.
Colby?
Well, I had a Mustang GT and then went to a Charger, Dodge Charger. So I went back to Dodge because the GT didn't work out that well.
Oh,
You love the Charger, though, right?
Yes, I love the Charger.
You know, that's another car. People that drive Chargers, they're like Subaru drivers in a way. They love their Chargers.
Well, the main reason is it's sporty, and I still got room for the kids in the back. That's the ultimate combo for me.
There right. you go.
That's important.
I also changed. I had a Beamer. I went to a Lexus. Thankfully, Autoflex has every make and model. And I think when I'm ready to trade out of this car, I'll probably go back to BMW because I really, really like the way those drive.
Yep,
you
they
like
drive
to
differently.
Feel the,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely a driving car.
Yes.
Where Lexus, I think, is a little more luxurious and it takes the road feel away.
Right.
And it gives you the cool technology and all the nice, pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I still feel like Infiniti did a nice combination of giving you the cool technology and you still get the fun,
yeah, they sort
sporty
of,
ride.
They did a cross. Jeep. Yeah, they did a cross between a Lexus and a Mercedes, say.
But it
and they sort of hit the middle of the road on the ride drive and the feel.
Mm-hmm. But I have to say BMWs are fun to drive.
More Autoflex leasing fan text. Sense of humor, Hugo, all the way. Do you know why they put rear window defrosters in Hugos?
Why?
That way you could keep your hands warm while you were pushing.
In the winter.
I knew there was a joke coming.
Here's
on.
Somebody, he says, I'll stick with Harley.
I will too.
Davidson, that is.
Yeah, I will too.
Yeah, brand loyalty. A lot of people like Harley Davidsons.
Yeah, that's
Skillet rides a donkey.
I doubt that.
Missed you, Skillet.
All right, here's one. Autoflex leasing fan text that a lot of people, I hear this a lot. I'm loyal to Honda for the gas mileage, durability, the drive, the looks. I'm 34 and on my fifth Honda, only due to car wrecks. 75 is the devil.
You know, we see a lot of that. There's a tremendous amount of Honda loyalty.
Yes.
And that's, if I had to think of a brand that would compare with Ford, Chevy, maybe Chrysler, Honda would be the brand because people that drive Hondas drive Hondas. Now, but that's not. Toyota's the same way.
They do turn around, though, and they do intermingle. And I know this after dealing with our customer database.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at our own clients and what they have progressed through over the years, right? You'll have your client that stick with a Highline brand
right.
for a while, but if they get the least bit, you know, turned off of that, then they're going to move to another Highline brand. Or people will move because their lifestyle has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your family grows and maybe you need to go to an SUV or a minivan and your particular brand just doesn't have what you need.
Right.
Or the best one in that class. Then they'll make those changes, but then they'll probably jump back over. But a lot of people just are looking for deals. And I think that's the big thing.
All right. We got to take a quick break here, but we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. Our phone number is 877-881-1053. Also, you can call AutoFlex. They are open today for the pre-owned car sale. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. You can also go by either location. One location on Central Expressway just south of Beltline Road in Richardson. The other location on I-20 just east of Cooper by the Parks Mall.
And can I say, I was driving through our pre-owned lot yesterday, thoroughly impressed with the inventory that's there. So you really need to go by and see it. A lot mm-hmm. of, I mean, we have everything from Highline vehicles to SUVs, trucks, everything you could possibly want, from great fuel economy cars to, you know, gas guzzlers that move a big old family.
Right.
From here to Oklahoma for Thanksgiving.
David and I were talking yesterday, and there's some pretty, I mean, fairly new cars, 2011 models, and I think you even said 2012.
Yeah, we've got some 2012 pre-owned cars also. We've got a 2012 Cadillac CTS. It's just an awesome car. So there's the majority of the cars we have on the lot are going to be between 2009 and 2011.
We mm-hmm. have been trading a lot of our clients out, and we've mentioned this before. You lease your car and you have a lease term. It might be 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. However, a lot of people have been trading out early because the used car market has been strong. So we've been stocking our lot with some fabulous lease returns, or lease trade-ins, I should say. And our lot in Arlington looks the same. I was there this week, and it's full as well. I mean, you can't even find a parking place for the employees because we have so many great cars for sale.
Right. Well, and what we did was we put a big push on, because a lot of folks don't realize they can trade, and they can. If you leased a car in 2008, 2009, even some 2010s, the residuals were set lower at that point in time. Everyone remembers the big crunch, and the value of cars changed, and all the lenders got very conservative with their residual values, which means that people are better off in their cars than they probably would be. So a lot of people that have only been in their car 2 or 3 years are actually in a good position to trade and maybe even have equity right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done is we've gone back through our customer list and just offered people the chance to get out of that 2 or 3 year old car and get a brand new car with a brand new warranty, and they are taking
brand new
it.
Tires.
Yeah, we had over 100. Well, we had 149 actually. 149 people last month traded out of their cars early.
Wow.
And that's where all the trade-ins come from. Now, that sounds like a lot of cars, but not for us, because we sell so many pre-owned and lease so many pre-owned cars. 149 cars isn't a whole lot. But
it
did provide us with a lot of great cars that we are in right, as you say, in the car business, that we're, you know, they're bargain priced, and we've got them for sale or for lease right now.
There you go.
Great fan text here. I've had a Ford, a Mazda, I've had a Ford and a Mazda for the last 7 years. Took them both to the shop. Parts list for the Mazda, blood diamonds and rare European crystal. Parts list for the Ford, Tinker Toys and Legos. So I guess he's saying it's a little less expensive to have the Ford fixed. Folks, anytime you get a car that is made overseas, mm-hmm. and Mazda is actually produced in Asia for the most part, or a car domestically, the biggest difference you're going to find when you start fixing that car is that the parts that have to be imported, amazingly enough, cost more, because you got to fly them in. So if you've got a BMW or a Mercedes, those parts have to be flown in, and those parts are going to cost more. If you're driving a Ford or a Chevrolet, the same part's going to cost less because it's made right here. You don't have all the shipping.
Right.
I had a similar conversation shopping for a washer and dryer recently when I was talking to the sales rep, and I said, well, with this new electronic, you know, what's the cost going to be if I have to repair this? And he looked at me and goes, well, it's going to be more expensive than this mechanical board over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'm going mechanical.
Right.
You know, it's less likely to fail. I mean,
right.
I've had the current set for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I'm replacing them is because of the noise that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
But the new ones will be more efficient. And I am going to go with one that if I have to pay to repair it, it's not going to cost me
exactly
half the cost of the machine.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, you know, AutoFlex leasing fan texters are tremendously intuitive. And here's a fan texter who mentions this. Isn't this weird? In the movie Zombieland, there were no more Twinkies in the world. And yesterday, Hostess closed their doors. Coincidence? I don't think so.
That's right. I forgot about that in the movie.
I didn't All right. see Zombieland.
It oh, was, you missed out.
Yeah, it was a
I
decent
feel
flick.
Clearly.
You might have to rent it on Netflix.
I watched it last week.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yeah, it was great. I thought it was wonderful.
Okay.
It was funny. And I had forgotten about the Twinkies. That's right. Okay. How far will you drive to get cheap gas? And does it make sense to do it?
I'll go a few more blocks.
Okay, now here's one of those things.
I sure will.
We've talked about this before. The government spent $25 million to connect a bunch of cars in Michigan. The National, University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, they've got these cars all talking to one another up there. And the cars are going to not run into each other as much because they know where the other cars are. They're all talking together and everything. Well, one of the byproducts of this $25 million government-sponsored survey, that's our money, folks, is that they found people will drive further to buy cheap gas. How far will
Shocker.
You drive? But how far will you drive? What
yeah,
makes sense?
At some point, it's got to balance out. Where
you would think.
Well, true. I'm not going to drive 15 minutes out of my way mm-hmm. to save a dime a gallon. No. But I'll go a few more blocks to that next station.
Not me, but I'm not a planner when it comes to gas. Like, as soon as my gas light comes on, I just pull over at the first gas station I see.
Well, and so I'm sort of like that, too. But everybody, I think, doesn't operate like that. At
least
this study showed that there were a lot of people that drove a distance to buy cheaper gas. Now, there's got to be a point of diminishing return there.
Yes.
You drive too far, you use more gas, then you save money.
I'm not
right?
going to drive from Richardson to Costco to fill up my tank and save the money there. But guess what? There's a Quick Trip just everywhere.
Right.
And they have the cheap gas. So
right.
You don't have to drive far.
So how do you know Quick Trip's got cheap gas?
Because I go on the Gas Buddies, and there's one real close to the office.
Okay, GasBuddies.com. That's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, for everyone that doesn't know if it's worth it or not, as a public service, Autoflex Leasing, on their fan book page, has the computer that you can use to
Facebook?
See how far
Facebook?
On our Facebook page. Did I say that?
You said fan book.
Facebook page. We've got the computer you can use to figure out if you're driving too far to save 2 cents a gallon,
or
whatever the difference
that.
Is. Yeah, it's sort of cool. It's on a bank rate calculator, and we've got. If you go to the Facebook page, you can click on the story about how far do you drive to get gas? Does it save you money? And there's a bank rate calculator right there. You put in the size of your gas tank, how many miles per gallon your car gets, the difference in the gas price, and how far you got to drive, and it will tell you whether it's worth your time to drive.
I love that. It does all the math and all the thinking for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy. Right there on the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if it's your lunch hour and you're trying to run all your errands, you don't want to waste extra time in that one little, you know, that 160-minute segment you get to get everything done. You
gotta
think about that, too. So what is your time worth?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll save a few. I want to save a little bit.
I mean, ideally, I would love to save money, but more so convenience is a factor for me. Like if I'm driving and there's a gas station on the right side or the left side, I'm going to that right side before I even look at the numbers.
Okay, well, sure. And that also limits your possibility of having an accident because you're not going to be pulling across traffic
because mm-hmm.
that could cost you, you know, a deductible.
Yeah.
For your insurance.
So I'm saving that money.
I'm
saving $500.
We're now reducing it to the ridiculous.
Well.
Just saying.
We're playing the what if game, David.
What if forever. Okay, what if Jeep made a pickup? Another fan text from
they
the Autoflex Leasing fan text. Yeah. What about the Jeep pickups I'm seeing? Well, you're not. Jeep's not actually making a pickup right now. I'm going to guess you've got you're looking at one of those Unlimiteds with the top off of it. And it would
Wrangler
sort of
Unlimited?
Yeah, Wrangler Unlimited with the top off, and it would look a lot like a pickup. There is some discussion about building a Jeep pickup right now, but they haven't actually built it. So, and the last time they did, they didn't sell well.
Chrysler, if you'd like my input, Jeep, if you'd like my input, I sold Jeeps in the 90s, and I could barely give one of your Jeep Commanders away with a Wrangler.
Yeah.
Buy a Wrangler, get a Jeep Commander for free. No, keep the Commander. I don't really need that.
They didn't do well.
The Commander's the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was probably a perfectly fine truck that would climb the side of a mountain, but it was a smaller truck,
mm-hmm.
and those weren't that popular at the time.
Right.
They didn't have an extended cab.
Mm-hmm.
You could just put the two people in there. It was pointless.
Anyway, I think
sorry.
That's all right. Sorry.
They're not around anymore, so you had a point.
I think we've got to, that's how the law of supply and demand works. I think we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a bill being introduced into the Texas legislature right now that would ban texting in the state of Texas for everyone.
Next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Well,
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Crazy stuff happens in the commercial breaks. Who knew our very own Colby Sapp was a former wrestler?
Yeah, I used to do that.
So, what did you dress in, Colby?
Well, I had a mask on that was a mesh black mask. Long hair over the top. I've had kids and a wife since then, so all the hair's gone.
Right.
But it was long hair, and then, of course, I just had everything on my body was pretty much torn up something or other. A torn up shirt,
shredded.
Torn up pants.
Oh, okay, so you look like you'd been in a fight already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would, come out and you make fun of the local people's whatever sports team or their high school or what have you.
To fire up the crowd.
Yes, and I've had a lot of things happen during that time where little kids would say things that you didn't think little kids could say to you and such like that. And so, yeah, it was great fun being put through tables and hit with chairs.
Well, how long were you in the professional wrestling business?
2 years until I realized that this really wasn't going to work out for me anymore.
And when they hit you with one of those folding chairs, is it a real folding chair?
It is a real folding chair. I can show you how.
Doesn't that hurt?
Well, not to give away too many tips and tricks, but if you hold the chair just right and hit them with the seat part will give a little bit.
Oh.
So. Aha.
What was your wrestling name?
Do those guys actually put little cuts on themselves?
David, before,
would you like
fascinated.
To see,
before
right
the
here,
round?
Not before the round. No, actually what you do is you take a corner of a razor blade, you tape it into your finger tape, and you take a couple of aspirin before you go out there.
Oh.
And so after you get hit with a chair, you're covering your face. Oh, no. And you just take a couple of scrapes at the top of your hairline, and you look up, and your whole face is red.
Folks, you thought you were going to listen to a car show. You get everything.
Yeah.
I knew it was fake.
So. I didn't know you guys would cut yourself.
Yeah,
though.
Actually,
God,
if you look real close along my, used to be where my headline is at, I actually have about a few little white scars where I may have got a little too deep.
We need to definitely post a picture of you in your getup. What was your wrestling name?
My wrestling name was Gargamel. Yes. The leader of the Smurfs. I heard that a lot. What happened was,
that strikes fear in your heart, doesn't
yes.
it? It's that head Smurf guy.
It's a head Smurf guy. Yes,
evil,
I know.
The evil villain on the Smurfs.
When I was picking out a name, a gentleman said, "Hey, this is a old school bad name of blah blah blah," and he showed me what it actually meant in some kind of mythology. I was like, "Cool, let's go with that." I shouldn't have been drinking and picking out a name at the same time.
Then those little blue guys came along.
So,
right.
Every time on the leader ticket, there was my name, and I just regretted it.
The fun we have on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Oh, my goodness.
Our phone number here is 877-881-1053. Let's check in with Uncle Don. Good morning, Uncle Don.
Good morning.
Hey. You were listening this morning.
Yes.
This is Tammy's Uncle Don, who we were talking about brand loyalty earlier, and she said you have always had Fords, and you have the shop out back where you take them apart.
Well, I haven't always had Fords.
I
started in Fords because in 1952, when I got my first car, I was born a hot rodder, and in 1952, you didn't have a hot rod unless it was a flathead Ford V8.
Okay.
And I had many Fords. I also got hung up on Pontiacs for a while.
Oh, I didn't know
that. A bunch of Pontiacs, GTO.
Yeah, back in the day, what, 65, yeah. 64, 67, those years?
65 and 68.
Right.
But then I went back to Fords. I've also had some Honda Accords. But on your how far you drive to get gas.
Oh, is that what you called about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did, of course. My wife is extremely frugal. She has a Lincoln LS, which gets very good gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this little argument about would it be cheaper to go to the racetrack and buy gas or go to Kroger's where we got a discount on gas because her car uses premium gas. And I did the little calculation and found out that, of course, a lot has to do, which you didn't mention in your calculations, that it depends on how much gas you buy.
Oh, well, that's true.
Well, sure, yeah, it would, because if you didn't fill up, you wouldn't maximize your savings.
Right.
Right.
Well, I based my calculations on a 15-gallon fill-up.
he is an engineer, people.
And found out that it's actually cheaper to drive the extra distance. It's 1.6 miles round trip to the racetrack from our house and 5.6 miles to the Kroger round trip, okay? But with a 25-cent a gallon discount on premium gas, it's actually almost $3 cheaper to go to the Kroger. So it depends on how much gas you buy and how much cheaper the gas is.
Okay. A lot of things go into account.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in.
Yeah,
he did the math. Loyalty. We don't do the math. Go ahead with the brand loyalty, too.
Of course, I didn't drive Fords because my father did, because he drove Buicks. We had a dozen Buicks in a row.
Really?
Yeah, but my grandmother had a 38 Ford that she bought brand new. And so I got hung up on Fords. Of course, like I said, I was a hot rodder, and you had to have a Ford if you were a hot rodder.
Well, and the other thing was you couldn't be a hot rodder with a Buick in those days because they had those big old Roadmasters that weighed, you know, 6,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah, those things were slugs. But,
but all right.
Anyway, on the Hondas, first place, the Hondas are really good cars, but they brake also, just like any other car.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Our first one, we had a 5-speed little Honda car. I think it was an 80 or 81. And the transmission case cracked on it. Had to replace the transmission in it. And then we moved to New York, and the thing rusted so bad that I had to get rid of it because I was afraid it was going to fall off on the ground.
Okay. Well, you know, I think they build them all better now. I think Honda and Ford and Chevy and everybody builds better cars now than they did in the 80s. Cars in the 80s were just overall weren't that good.
That's right. Yeah. We had an 87 Accord, and it was a really good car, but after it was up in the...
Don, you've completely blown my Ford loyalty thing out of the water. I thought you were just a Ford man.
No, I had Ford. My wife had a Honda.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Hey, Don, thanks for calling in this morning. We really do appreciate it. And for anyone that needs any engineering done, Uncle Don can darn sure do it.
That's
he is right on the money on what he says.
Thanks,
he
Uncle does. Don.
Thank you.
877-881-1053 is our phone number. Let's head out to Frisco and check in with Wesley. Good morning. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're
great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm quite sure you guys, since you're talking about gas, I'm quite sure you guys have already spoken on the facts of what are the different nuances of premium and low octane gases, are those really necessary for high octane vehicles?
High performance.
Yeah, let me. It's pretty easy to figure out because your car will tell you, and the owner's manual will tell you, if it says that it requires premium gas, and the word has to be requires, then you should use premium gas. If it does not say requires,
if it says recommended.
You can run anything you want to, and it will do just as well, and it won't get any worse or better gas mileage. A few cars do require premium gas, but not that many. Most of them don't. And here's the other thing. Don't buy the mid-range, because the mid-range means nothing. Buy the least expensive gas you can, and your car will run just fine. Now, if it says it requires premium gas, then you've got to put premium gas in there, because it's designed to run on it. But otherwise, buy the cheapest you can. The medium, it's just a waste of money.
Well, mine says premium only.
Then put premium in it.
Yep, that's what you got to run.
What happens if you don't? Is it just over time it's bad for the car?
It just doesn't run as well. You can get pinging, and it could be bad for the car. What kind of car do you drive, Wes?
I'm 05 Crossfire.
Chrysler Crossfire.
Yeah, probably. That's a Mercedes engine in that car.
Right.
Yeah,
and it could have something to do with your actual fuel economy, the performance that way.
Oh.
You know, if it changes how well the engine is performing, you don't want to bring your fuel economy down because you didn't put the right
gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, Wes, the bottom line is you got to spend the money for the gas, buddy. I'm sorry.
Okay, one more question.
Yeah.
So, if I use a cheaper grade of gas and put some Lucas gas treatment in it, will that equal it out?
I don't know.
It might, but it would probably cost more than it would to buy the premium gas.
And I would sure ask a Chrysler technician about that.
Okay.
You know, they'll be the best ones to tell you what they've seen in their shop, you know?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wesley.
I'm a rule follower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know.
And so if it says put premium in there, I want to put the premium in just to make sure. For a little while, when I didn't require premium gas, I would bump it up to the, thinking I was going to give my car a treat.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then, put the mid-range. Till David explained to me, you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
It doesn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
But then a client told me with an Infiniti that her service technician, while the car says it takes premium, he told her the mid-range is fine. So, I don't know.
It's just a waste of money.
All right. David says it's a waste of money. I'm going with David.
That's from the National Petroleum Institute, and they sell gas for a living.
Right.
Yeah. So.
All right.
We got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. The number to Autoflex that you can call, they're open today with the pre-owned car sale at both locations, is...
either 817 or 972-234-1234.
Yes.
Or autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, which is a wonderful way to see all our great pre-owned cars.
And you can link to our Facebook page.
And you can. And you'll find all the stories and a lot more stories. There's probably 30 or 40 stories that we publish a week, maybe 50. Automotive in nature, you know, the latest car shows, some of the stuff that's going on, NASCAR and F1. In fact, the F1 race that's coming to Austin is huge news in the racing business. It's a Grand Prix race that will be held in Texas for the first time in many years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big news. And you can find out about that on the Autoflex Leasing fan page.
Facebook page.
I can't say it. Interesting question on the fan text here, though. My 2012 F-150 has a Flex Fuel emblem on the tailgate. What's the difference? I Google Flex Fuel locations, and the nearest one is 20 to 25 miles from my house. What that means is it'll run on a mixture of up to 10% ethanol and 90% gasoline, or you can run on pure gasoline. You do not have to run on Flex Fuel. It can run on Flex Fuel. And finally, one other really smart Autoflex fan texter. If you run less than premium gas in a car that's supposed to have premium gas, it can make the car use more gasoline because the car then adjusts the ignition to prevent pre-ignition so it doesn't knock, and that can hurt your gas mileage.
And he said ultimately engine damage.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Okay.
So we're talking about these Autoflex Leasing fan texts, and hopefully these people aren't texting while they're driving.
Hopefully. The National Traffic and Highway Safety Board are mandating a lot of other things now to be put on cars, anti-collision systems. They want a lot of things other than seat belts and airbags added to cars to make them safer. And that's great, except it's going to make the cars cost a lot more. But one of the things that they really are concentrating on is texting while driving. And they are asking the manufacturers to include equipment on a car that would prevent texting while driving. Now, in Texas, right now, you can't use a cell phone if you're a bus driver with children on the bus, passengers under 17, all cell phones, handheld or hands-free, are banned for novice drivers, and that's drivers in the first 12 months. Ban on texting for novice drivers, ban on texting for bus drivers, and Texas has banned the use of handheld phones and texting in school zones.
And that doesn't even include all the businesses that already say you cannot use your phones while you're driving, like UPS and the post office.
Or Autoflex.
And truck drivers at Autoflex, right?
Exactly. But now Representative Tom Craddock of Midland has introduced a bill, House Bill 63. It's called the Alex Brown Memorial Act. And Alex Brown was a young lady, a senior in high school. She was texting while driving. Her car, she lost control of her car, and she was killed right before she graduated.
Mm.
So that's why it's called the Alex Brown Memorial Act, and it would ban texting in automobiles in the state of Texas. Now, it would not ban dialing a telephone. You could still dial a telephone, which is a little weird when you think about it, but it would ban texting, and that will be introduced during the first day of legislation, and will be looked at by the 83rd legislature, which convenes on January the 8th, 2013.
So don't text while you're driving. But that'll be, I mean, what do you guys think about that if it does get passed?
I don't think they can enforce, well, they'll try to enforce that just like people drink and drive. They're not supposed to do that either. It's terribly unsafe. Texting and driving is as or more unsafe because your eyes aren't even on the road.
Well, you know, and for our really long-time listeners, the study that was done where they rented the airport and they tried texting and driving and drinking and driving, so they took some people and the people all had to drink
a half a fifth
of vodka, and then they would drive, and then they would text, and then they would drive. And of course, they found out that the people that drank half a fifth of vodka were actually driving better than the people that were texting, because the people that were texting weren't looking at the road.
So you couldn't see the little red light come on that indicated brake lights in front of you. So of course, you were going to smash into the car in front of you. And just out of simple respect for the other drivers, and to not put other people in danger, or to not make other people miss a red light like I did the other morning when the third car at the light was busy texting. So we were all stuck behind her. The first two cars went. We all sat behind her.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, finally, she started to go, and the light turned yellow, and the rest of us were like,
and
stuck.
I know everyone has stories, but I watched a young lady in front of me almost drive under an 18-wheeler on a curve because she was texting, and she caught it at the last second. The 18-wheeler saw her in his rear view. He swerved to the right to keep her from running under his car, and she corrected and headed on down the highway. So I'm chasing her, and I pull up beside her, and guess what she's doing?
On her phone.
She's still texting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, still?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Let's see. You know, once if you're dim, you're dim.
Yeah. I mean sometimes...
Of course, now Darwin's law does take care of some of that.
Unfortunately, there might be someone else in the wake of that experience, and that wouldn't really be fair.
That's one of the reasons that I don't like all the government regulations, is because they do prevent Darwin's law from taking
hold. Oh, stop.
It thins the herd. It does.
The other tricky thing, though, is, I mean, I've said this before on the air, sometimes I'm not texting, but I'm looking at my phone because I'm looking at GPS directions, or I'm looking at my phone because I'm trying to change my iPod or something.
I don't think that's important enough to be taking your eyes off the road.
Right.
I mean, we can have this point and counterpoint. And I mean, on true sensibility and what common sense, that wins. Because if you're in the car, you need to be watching to make sure you don't run over somebody. What would you do if you ran over a dog?
I know.
Dog lover.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's just one of those things where, you know, you're driving and you just instinctively pick up the phone and change whatever it is that you need to change, or look where I'm supposed to turn next.
Put it in the back. Put it in the trunk.
I got hands free. So what I do is I put my phone in a briefcase. And I don't, when I'm driving, like going to Arlington or whatever, I don't take it out. Now I can answer the phone and I can tell it to call somebody, but that's the only way.
You do it from your.
That's the only way I can keep myself off the phone. Right. I've tried. I mean, that's the only way. So I have to do that in order not to, because you see these people running up on the back of people, and there's no telling how many accidents are actually a result of texting, because
most of the time I see them, they're driving 40 on the highway.
Yeah.
And I pass them, I'm like, oh, that's what you're,
that's what it is.
They're either older or they're messing with their phone.
Right. Well, it's Richie's game of foreign, female, or fossil. Which one is it that's making you drive
phone.
So fast?
Nice.
Foreign, female, fossil,
nice.
Phone.
Yes, exactly.
Foreign, female, fossil, phone. Add the phone.
All right, we got to get out of here, but G-Bag Nation, the special weekend edition, is coming up next. In the meantime, you can call Autoflex. They're open today at both locations. The pre-owned car sale going on the rest of the day, 817 or 972-234-1234. We will be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Colby for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. We'll see you back next week on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.